Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria, Vincent, and Ian. And we're talking about the election, or more specifically, the divisiveness surrounding the election. Although, the article I have in front of me, it blames Trump for all of this divisiveness, but none of this crap is new. It's been steadily increasing every single election, as long as I've been paying any attention to politics. Mm-hmm. You saw this in 2000, you saw it in 2004, 2008, 2012, 2016, and now again in 2020. And I have to admit I'm frustrated by seeing people actually say with a straight face that they're voting for Biden-Harris, even though they don't want to, because this is the most important election of our lifetimes. I cannot believe people are saying that sincerely.
Oh, have you seen anyone say that they're voting for Biden even though they suspect he's a pedophile? Have you ever seen anyone say that?
I have not, but I wouldn't be surprised at this point.
Oh, yeah, it's on video. The woman was in tears.
I have to vote for this pedophile.
Can you imagine being just so out of touch with your own humanity and your own sense of reason that you vote for someone you believe to be a pedophile simply because they're not Trump?
Yeah, I can.
May I suggest Joe Jorgensen and Spike Cohen for those people? Neither one of them is suspected to be a pedophile.
Who?
The Libertarian presidential and vice presidential.
What, Gilletta Jarvis?
What?
Gilletta Jarvis. Yeah, she's the Libertarian president.
Are you
right?
Feigning as though you don't know who the Libertarian candidate is?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just simulating what like 99.99% of people are going to be saying.
They don't know. The media won't pay attention to the Libertarians, so they still don't know who they are.
Well, they'll pay attention. You just have to do something to get their attention. Like when she got bitten by a bat, they paid attention.
Oh. What, for like 2 seconds?
Yeah,
two
they didn't give her much
companies
credit, but in interviews throughout his nearly four-year norm-smashing presidency, Trump has stirred strong emotions among both supporters and opponents. I don't think that's true. I mean, his supporters and opponents have strong emotions, but I don't think Trump is really the catalyst for any of it. Many of his backers admire his moves to overhaul immigration, which he didn't do.
Yeah, what the hell did he do? Didn't Barack Obama actually crack down harder on immigrants than Donald Trump? I'm not saying he should have, but isn't that the truth?
Yeah, and I think the argument is that Obama was able to get away with it because, you know, the color of his skin and that he was a Democrat versus, like, you know, Trump's administration, they have to be more careful because, yeah, I mean, you know, it's the, you know, the media painted this picture of him. That's what I suspect. I mean, if you ask a Trump cultist, they say, oh, he's built 200 miles of wall, and it's like 200 miles of a fence. And just like, you know, some reform, like H-1B visa reform. I mean, that's pretty much it. It's political chicken feed.
Well, speaking of hate and divisiveness, we've got James giving this a second attempt. James, are you with us?
That's fair.
One call per night.
Well, he's still not with us, so.
This is why you don't give him a second chance.
Oh, here he is.
He's here. What, James?
Drag queen James, there's no such thing as transgendered. No wonder why you're... family rejected you. They have every right to. But if I came to the Shire, if you elected sheriff, would you allow me to come across the borders into your county?
No federal agents allowed.
Open, armed, and carried AK-47 like a guy holds a bat in the on-deck circle. Can I do that when you're sheriff?
Oh, he's something else.
It's
5 o'clock where he is.
James, I would not allow you in Cheshire County.
So you believe in borders then?
You can't do such things like what I did today, and I'm twice your age. You're a wimp in mind, body, and spirit.
What can I not do?
Bernard.
Oh, now he's talking to me, apparently. What?
Drag queen James. Yeah, that's what you are. You're an ugly human being on the inside and out.
Yes.
No, that's a fact. And that's
she's way hotter than you, James. You got nothing.
But please take note that you're calling a radio show to just, like, trash on someone.
Let me tell you how it shows that you've been out way too much with a nobody named Rich Paul, because you're saying the FBI has an agent provocateur in their midst and they gave some kid $500,000. Really? What if that turns out not to be the truth? That shows you.
Well, then I will say I was wrong, James. It's not hard. It's three magical words.
No, what I'm trying to point
more,
out.
Hold on. Shut up for a second. James, shut up for a second. More people need to
put him
on hold. Yeah. Well, I was going to do that, but then he sort of stopped. James, more people need to learn how to say these two simple phrases. Both of them are three words. It's really easy to say, I was wrong, and I forgive you. If more people could say those two statements, those six words...
Or I apologize. If you were wrong, you might need to apologize.
Sure.
Yeah.
And more people... I would add a third step. You know, more people need to understand that an apology isn't just a statement of being wrong. It's an attempt to make things right.
Yeah. It's the first step.
Yes. Saying, I was wrong, it won't happen again, and this is how I'm going to fix it. That's a true apology. Otherwise, it's just useless talking. Well, James, it didn't really sound like you had a point, I have to admit. So I'm just going to drop the call and let you get on with your
album. We save him like thousands of dollars of therapy every week. We have to start charging him. We have a toll number for
store,
James.
Apparently. So, no, Vincent, you asked, do I believe in borders? No.
But you wouldn't let James in.
That is correct.
It's because he's a federal agent.
Oh, okay.
We don't know that.
I'm pretty sure he's a... The kind of stuff he says to us is almost verbatim the kind of crap that the FBI was sending in letters to Martin Luther King Jr. Almost word for word. Talking about, you're a so-called minister of peace, your ministry is fake, your church is fake, and you're an evil sinner, and you deserve death. I mean, it's... almost word for word. Eerie.
I didn't see that. I saw the one where they like threatened to expose him or like make up evidence that he was gay or something or expose his affairs. I saw the one where they threatened to blackmail him. I never saw that one where they just sent like hate mail.
Well, they didn't reveal themselves to be the FBI at the time. But yeah, it was ultimately revealed to be the FBI.
Well, COINTELPRO, right? It's probably COINTELPRO.
It would seem to be. So, moving on with this article, Democrats and other critics see the former real estate developer and reality show personality as a threat to American democracy. And that's another thing that comes out every single election. What if he doesn't give up power? And
it happened with Bush. It happened with Obama.
It
says the same crap.
I went to find something on Quora that I wrote back in 2017 earlier today, and I found one of my answers from 2015 to the question of, what if Obama doesn't give up power? And my answer was, there is absolutely no reason whatsoever to think that Obama would just like, no, I'm just remain president. I know you voted, but I'm just going to, there is no reason whatsoever to believe it. But Republicans have already forgotten that they did, in fact, believe Obama wouldn't surrender the office. And now Democrats are wrapped up in that same hysteria. People, if you're insane, I'm sorry, the American people are insane because they do this every single time and they never seem to learn anything from these experiences.
It's so sad.
It's always the most important presidential election of our lifetime and it's always a threat. The other guy is always just right on the cusp of just killing us all and sending us to the FEMA camps, and none of that crap ever happens.
And who's the one that keeps saying that all the time, right? That keeps making the American people think that's going to happen, right? Which entity? Which estate?
Well, it varies. I mean, when it's
there wasn't as much. The mainstream media wasn't running those stories very much when it was Barack Obama or even Bush. Back then, it was just more like the rumblings of, you know, people that would watch Alex Jones or something. Like there was, you know, I don't think you could go back and find CNN speculating that Bush wasn't going to leave office.
But now today,
Now
it's especially since you brought up CNN. Now it's nonstop. That's the only thing that they talk about.
Yeah.
Well, Trump hasn't helped things by sort of suggesting that he wouldn't leave office.
He's trolling.
He is trolling, and I understand that he's trolling, but he's not helping the situation.
Well, like tweeting, you know, he Trump 2024, 2028, 32, president forever.
Did he tweet that?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And it ended with president forever.
Gotta hand it to him, man. He is entertaining.
He is a master troll, dude.
Yeah.
And
I will be a little sad if he doesn't win. I have to admit.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's provided so much joy and entertainment.
Biden
over the last
will
4 years.
Also bring some because he won't be able to put a sentence together.
Unless they dope him up with enough amphetamines that he won't sleep for 6 days.
Or until they assassinate him and put Kamala Harris in.
Yeah, then you'd have to hear cackling the next 3 years.
Because you played something on your show, which Kamala Harris was announced at a recent event as the next president
Many
of the
times.
United States.
Really?
Many yep. times.
What do you think about all this? Are we crazy or are you crazy? 855-450-3733. Let me give you a hint. If you care about the presidential election, you're the crazy one.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin tops 13,000 and breaks its own record for consecutive days above 10,000. Satoshi Nakamoto, if alive, enters the top 200 world's wealthiest people. DC, International Monetary Fund manager, warns of major financial reset imminent. PayPal begins selling and accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like crazy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
On Dinovite, she's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you control. And you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Vincent.
And we've been talking about divisiveness and that kind of crap here on the show. And, you know, I spend a fair bit of time on social media trying to spread the ideas of freedom and liberty. And one of the things that I've seen a lot lately are various memes about prepping for the civil unrest that people are expecting following this election. Evidently, however, some people believe that we're already in the midst of another civil war. And I saw something else related to this the other day that legitimately made me sad, that, you know, the same cause of the second civil war is basically the same cause as the first civil war. It's racist, divisive BS.
That wasn't really the cause of the first civil war, though.
No.
It was only one aspect to it.
But it was the biggest reason for any of these states wanting to secede.
Was it?
Well, I thought it was states' rights. It's the biggest reason that the kids are taught in public schools today as to why it was. But
why did they want their states' rights in this particular case?
Well, there was taxation that was specifically targeted at the South, if I recall correctly. The textiles, I believe, were targeted for that, weren't they?
Yeah, a lot of it was. It was like, you know, the Northern, you know, the North was more industrialized and such, and, you know, the New England, you know, the cliques, the blue bloods, people who still run this country today, they would use slavery as an excuse, right, a moral justification, but a lot of the, because most people in the South didn't own slaves, so a lot of the chagrin and the tension was over the, you know, North's economic dominance.
Industrialization has always been more profitable than, you know,
farming. Yeah, having, service.
So I'm just saying, all of the states did cite, you know, protecting the institution of slavery as the number one reason in their secession papers.
Is that right?
Yeah. It was about states' rights, but the reason they were so concerned about states' rights was because they wanted
the rich slaveholders who ran the states.
Sure.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know,
I'm an advocate of secession, but it's not because I want slavery.
No.
It's because I oppose the federal government, right? Secession in and of itself is a good thing.
I'm an advocate of secession because I'm opposed to slavery.
Way of putting it.
Because the government gang is basically slavery writ large. It is essentially a reformation of slavery, an expansion of slavery that has made slavery into something that people can't see as easily. It's easy to see a taskmaster on a horseback cracking a whip over somebody in a field, but people don't feel the same way about the taskmaster who's wearing a badge and a gun and a uniform and driving around in a cruiser.
They should.
That's what I'm saying.
But they don't. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and unlike,
they have all of these little religious euphemisms to protect them from that. You know, it's not kidnapping.
It's an arrest.
It's an arrest. It's not murder. It's what do they call murder? I'm sure they have some sort of euphemism.
Reasonable
for
use of force.
Ah, there we go. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. They have all. It's not extortion. It's fining.
Taxes. Yeah.
And taxes.
It's sort of like what we're living in is what is more akin to like serfdom in the, you know, serfdom in the Middle Ages, right? Instead of giving, you know, 1/10 of your harvest to the feudal lord, you give like, 40 or 50% of your income to the lords in D.C. and Concord. So it's actually even worse than serfdom.
Well, if you include, you know, sales tax and property taxes and all of these other taxes, I imagine it's significantly higher than just 40 or 50%. It's probably closer to 70 or 80.
Oh, I was just talking about income tax, but yeah, including that and property and everything,
It's absolutely ridiculous.
And this isn't about race. This slavery is about class. It's about the political class and everybody else.
It's about warlords ruling over us.
Yeah.
And because they are the warlords, they think they can get away with it forever. Well, and here's to hoping they can't.
Yeah, I don't know if they think they can get away with it forever, but they probably think they can get away with it for their lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, they must know that at some point all systems of government come to an end, right? Like,
sure, but that doesn't mean the warlords will go away. They'll just change how they present things. But, I mean, presenting themselves in all of these religious trappings, that was the genius move that cemented their power.
Yeah.
And they'll just go in there, but they'll just wait it out in for bunkers. I mean, there's been all sorts of news stories coming out, like, since 2016 of, like, very rich people like James Cameron, you know, politicians and stuff. They either buy property in places in the southern hemisphere, like New Zealand or Argentina, because they're worried of, at first they say nuclear war, but a lot of their safe houses and stuff that's being built, right, by, you know, contractors who report on it, it's to protect them from a bunch of angry people trying to drag them out of their house. So, I mean, I think they're more worried about a revolt than some sort of nuclear war.
That seems way more likely.
Yeah. So, speaking of revolts and civil wars, you have a story here that suggests we are already in a civil war?
Well, that's what Vice is asking at Vice.com. Is the U.S. already in a new civil war? And we've had people calling this show, including hosts on Free Talk Live, who've suggested that they expect a so-called civil war. And I've been skeptical of the entire thing because, you know, my question has always been, well, what's it going to look like? What? How do you define a new civil war? In the old days, it was people in gray uniforms on a field and people in blue uniforms on a field shooting at each other. Right?
Yeah.
Today's civil war, if there is such a thing, wouldn't look the same. And odds are we wouldn't know it was happening until afterwards, right? So, like, how do you know when the start, how do you know when you're in the middle of a so-called civil war? It's not going to be until, you're not going to know the first day, right? Like, there's not going to be some sort of official beginning to this thing. So what is it going to look like? It's just interesting now, we're starting to see more than just people calling into the show, we're seeing media reporting on the idea of civil war. So it could be one of those things where the more people talk about it, the more likely it becomes reality.
I think we can normalize to the idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we could get an idea of what it might look like just looking at the Balkans, like in the, you know, Bosnian War, and what right now what's going on in Syria, where you have, like, you know, these former, you know, unified countries, and they would split, you know, they would split up based on, you know, in autonomous regions or semi-autonomous regions based off of either ethnicity or religion, or I guess probably in the U.S. it'll be ideology. But yeah, so there are some. I mean, you know, one could even look at if it's low-intensity civil war, the troubles in Northern Ireland, right?
So here you go. From Vice. America's COVID-19 numbers aren't under control. In many places, they're getting worse. Large portions of the West Coast are on fire. Social media is fueling genocides. And political violence in the U.S. is increasing. People are marching in the streets, aligned with two ideologically distinct factions. I don't know if I buy that.
No, there's definitely more than two.
Right. It's oversimplifying whatever it is that they think is going on.
So are the factions they think are the MAGA people and the NCOMs? I mean, what?
That's the thing. They haven't said that yet, so I'm not sure. Many of them, overwhelmingly from one side, are armed, and violence and death has resulted when these two sides have clashed. The signs of coming conflict are everywhere. Political polarization is up. Gun and ammunition sales have spiked. Killers such as Kyle Rittenhouse, they're calling him a killer even though ostensibly he was defending himself, are being lauded by their political allies, and protests are widespread in American cities. Police kill unarmed people in the street. The government is polarized and corrupt, and our institutions are failing. Of course, that's been going on for my entire lifetime. People, police killing unarmed people, government polarization and corruption and failing institutions. So none of that's actually new. But nonetheless, we'll get into what they think is a ongoing civil war.
It does seem to be getting talked about more, at least the police killing unarmed people.
It is, but thankfully.
But I don't think there will be any sort of meaningful change from city councils or police departments or any of that. Maybe you disagree. 855-450-3733.
Maxwell, he's a scratchy. And losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, it's the drain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
VINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
VINOVITE.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As polls continue to close across the country, voters rank the sluggish U.S. economy over the surging coronavirus crisis as the most important issue voters face. According to CNN early exit polling data, 34% of people rated economic recovery as the biggest issue, followed by racial inequality at 21% and the COVID-19 pandemic at 18%. Polls closing at 8 o'clock Eastern Time in Pennsylvania, where Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spent time in Philly drumming up support for voters.
Philadelphia brought me to the dance, man. We love you, Joe. You've been great to me my whole career.
No surprises in some of the early states called President Trump earning Kentucky's 8 electoral votes, meanwhile Biden winning in Virginia and Vermont. This is USA Radio News. As polls close in parts of Texas, there are reports of longer than usual lines on this actual election day.
Driving around North Texas today, I stopped at a couple of polling places. Lines were long everywhere. A law says I'm limited as to what I can say or do, but the few willing to talk to me say that there's nothing like the feeling of actually voting on election day. Many say they don't trust mail-in ballots at all. More people voted early here in Texas than in the entire 2016 presidential election. So hopefully at the end of today, we will know why this state is fighting so hard to be heard. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Parts of Texas are in the Mountain Time Zone. Polls will close there at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 554 points to finish at 27,480. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Vincent. And you've heard us talking about Divi here on Free Talk Live. And maybe you wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or to stake Divi so that you can start earning Divi right now. Well, Ian has actually set up a Divi masternode, says it was super easy and that staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here, but we think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org to get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. Need help? Well, there is a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Now, we're talking here about the Second Civil War. And I think it's an interesting question to ask what exactly it would look like.
Indeed.
Because it's not as clearly defined this time as it was, you know, back in the 1860s. There's no one clear issue around which people are rallying. The only real issue I know of is probably the police. You either oppose the police or you support the police.
Exactly, yeah. And I was thinking that, like, unlike in Syria or Bosnia, I mean, you know, the U.S. has such a massive internal police state that I just can't, like, if, let's say, you know, people say that the second Civil War is going to be roving bands of Trump supporters and Antifa, you know, duking it out or shooting each other, I just find it hard to believe that any of these groups that are operating without the government wanting to, not getting immediately blackbagged as soon as they, you know, wake up for, you know, the big battle or whatever. But at the same time, you know, the UK had a massive police state also, and they were unable to stamp out the Irish Republican Army, even the units that weren't weren't sided with them or plants.
I don't know anything about the IRA.
So versus a secession movement, or, well, it's a weird secession movement, because when there was the original IRA that won freedom from Britain, but because there were so many colonists and transplants in Northern Ireland, which today is called Northern Ireland, Ulster County, they had a treaty that separated the island in two. So Northern Ireland, it was mainly Protestant and Presbyterian, and so they wanted to save the UK. And people in the IRA on both sides of the aisle, some of them, they were called anti-treaty forces, because they wanted the whole island to be under control. And so then from then, that was in the 1920s all the way to the 60s and 70s when the Troubles happened, all the way till still today, there's people calling themselves the Irish Republican Army who are fighting against the Ulster and UK, in some cases even the Irish government, because they want all of those counties to be part of Ireland. Or for Catholics who want to be part of Ireland, who live in Northern Ireland and are, you know, treated as second class.
Okay. Thanks for the update, then. I asked, so...
I'm glad to hear you. You're welcome.
The only thing I know about it is from the Cranberry song, Zombie. That's the only thing I know about the...
You never saw The Crying Game?
No.
Oh, I think you'd be very interested in The Crying Game. It's a good movie.
Isn't there a crossdresser in that?
Well, I said you'd be interested in it. It won a bunch of awards. It's from a great...
I've never seen it either. So regarding the supposed conflict here in the U.S., the Vice article starts out suggesting that there's these two sides, but you brought up the police, the dividing between whether people support or oppose the police. But amongst the two sides that I'm going to presume Vice is talking about here, like, you know, Antifa versus, I don't know, the Proud Boys or the Trump supporters or something like that, you're going to find that, you know, the people on the left, the people on the right, they don't all agree on the cops, right? So, like, Joe Biden is on the left, but he says the police need to have more funding.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's got a cop as his vice president.
Yeah. And the, you know, the folks on the right, you'll see them, the people, like the pro-Trumpers, on one hand, they've got the pro-cop flags, but on the other hand, some of them are anti-cop as well. Like some of the folks in the Proud Boys, I think, are critical of the police.
I've at least from what I've seen, I've never seen the Proud Boys critical of the cops. I've seen it's like this bizarre situation where you have a Proud Boys, they have like the pro-cop flags, and they're, you know, supporting the cops. They're, you know, apologizing on behalf of the cops when they're getting arrested.
Maybe I was thinking the militias.
Well, and then on the other side, you have Boogaloo people are usually against. And then on the other side, you have Antifa that say all cops are bad. They want to burn cops and stuff, but then as soon as they get in any sort of trouble or a fight, they're immediately calling for the cops. So it's like, you know, it is peak 2020 bizarro world.
So back to Vice here with their story about the so-called Civil War. It says armed militias patrol U.S. streets and groups like the Atom Waffen Division and the Base plot, plot to start a larger conflict.
There have been other times in American history that armed militias roamed the streets. They were called the Black Panthers, and they protected black communities from police. This is not necessarily a bad thing.
Adam Waffen has, like, less than 20 people. I mean, it's like, I'm surprised they might as well have just said Bull Patrol. You know, they're trying to pull stuff out of hats, you know?
Mass shootings, sometimes ideologically motivated and other times not, occur frequently. Poverty and unemployment are widespread as mass evictions loom and Congress stalls to help those in need.
What could we have done to prevent those circumstances in particular from arising?
Not lock people down?
That could have been helpful.
In Philadelphia last night,
protesters... Oh, we shut down the economy, and now poverty's on the rise, and people are being evicted. How could this have happened?
But Trump isn't doing enough, right? We need to lock down even more and save the economy.
And more welfare.
Yeah.
And Congress needs to. I can't believe that every day I go to news.google.com to just get a quick roundup of what's happening in the world. And every single day there is an article about the, quote, second stimulus payments. They are never going to happen, people. How can anyone.
They might.
How can anyone. I don't think they will.
But it's so inconsequential. I mean, whether they do or not.
I mean, it's been 6 months.
That's the government for you.
They can print the money whenever they want.
Well, that's it. Well, the thing is they can't do is they can't agree on who to give the money to. Right, so that's what's taking 6 months. Is it's the two political sides arguing over? Well, we need to give this money to the airlines. No, we need to give it to the cruise ships. No, we need to give it. You know, so like they can't agree on how much money to give to which groups.
And they have an infinite amount.
Another check, but it's all about politics. Another check. It's all about, you know, scratching people's backs and your campaign donors and all that. But the so in addition to that conflict going on, you've got more of this stuff. Anyway, I don't know where I was going to go. Vice.com. Back to this story. So, in Philadelphia last night, protesters surrounded a police precinct after an officer shot and killed 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. Wallace had a history of mental illness and had a knife when officers approached and opened fire. His mother begged them not to shoot. In the aftermath of the shooting, protesters have smashed windows and spray-painted the police substation. Police say 30 officers have been hurt, and one who was hit by a pickup truck has been hospitalized for a broken leg. This is all.
I have a hard time sympathizing with cops being retaliated against after shooting someone.
Indeed. I don't think I don't think Vice is suggesting sympathy in that case. They're just saying, you know, they're just saying, look at all this stuff happening.
It's like, oh no, we shot someone and now people are angry. We're the victims here. No, you're not. You shot someone and killed them.
They say this is all happening during an election year, and we have a sect of the president's supporters who have vowed to show up at polling places armed. So what?
I was armed when I went to vote today.
And the thing is, we're saying that because what they don't want is the poll watchers.
They don't want them watching the vote counting.
Yeah.
I see. If you have a terrible and ominous feeling about all this, you're not alone. Some on the far right are talking about another civil war. Some experts who've studied sectarian violence in the U.S. and other countries think we're already in one.
So when she says this, she's referring to the Boogaloo people who are not far right by any stretch. In general, I'm sure there are some far right militias out there, but people who generally, you know, wear the Hawaiian shirts and are Boogaloo boys are not far right.
What would you say they are? Libertarians?
Autistic.
I would say libertarians, for sure.
Well, it's hard to say. I suspect there's
I know
mix.
A lot of them, and they're totally fine with me, so they're not far right. They don't hate trans people or Satanists or any of that nonsense.
Well, you were playing some videos from some of the Michigan guys. Remember when the news story was that the Michigan militia was arrested for trying to kidnap the governor?
Trying to arrest the governor? Trying to perform a citizen's arrest on the governor?
But they wanted to keep her, right, in their clutches or put her on trial or whatever. And those two of the guys that Vincent played on his show sounded like straight-up anarchists. Like, you know.
They had the flag in the background.
Yeah. It's interesting.
That could have been FBI.
Yeah, that's what I suspect.
It's so hard to know who your friends are.
So we'll get to their experts here on the Civil War that they think is happening.
Experts on Civil War. Yeah. This should be interesting. This is Free Talk Live.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Vincent.
And I'm looking forward to it. It's coming up next year, ForkFest 2021, June the 28th through July the 4th. At Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge and there is no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th, and there is no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can relax and just go camping, or you can create whatever experience you want others to have. You can find out more about it at forkfest.party. There you'll also find links to the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Again, forkfest.party, June the 28th through July the 4th, 2021. I'm looking forward to it because ForkFest 2020 was...
That was pretty good.
It was two solid weeks, yeah, really, of just hanging out and... having a good time. It was great. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Tony calling from Oklahoma. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. You guys have been talking about, you know, a second civil war, and I don't think we're actually in a second civil war. I think that we are in a dirty war, which was back in Argentina, which, you know, brought Argentina and Venezuela and all that down, which was back in the late 70s to early 80s, where people were disappearing, and, you know, you had those, as I'm going to say, two sides fighting each other, which is basically what we have now.
Now, when you say what we have now, what are the two sides?
I'm going to say as in the Democrats and the Republicans.
You think? Is that really what, I mean, are the Democrats and Republicans killing each other?
not technically as in killing each other. But
don't you have to
like
have killing for
to
it to be a war? Or can you
Well, I don't think so really right now as in killing because, you know, we're in a new age to where I think, you know, with computers and you have media and you have all kinds of technology, it really doesn't have to be killing to where you can have, as I say, one side fighting each other, you know, fighting the other side. Because look at what you have now. You get Democrats and Republicans and they fight physically. I ain't saying they're killing each other, but that's why I think it's more of a, what I call a dirty war versus a civil war.
So more of like a cyber war or something like that, where the sides are like attacking each other with words? Is that what you're suggesting?
Correct. Correct. Yeah, they're split apart. I mean, as in Argentina, you either were with the one army or you were with the other army. And that's just kind of how I feel we are now, as a, you know, as a nation.
Well, they're certainly arguing with each other a lot, but that really isn't even new. I mean, throughout all of American history, politics has been really, really dirty. Politics of today is actually relatively civil compared to what some of the early presidents were saying about their opponents.
Well, I mean, the definition of war is clearly has to do with violence, right? Like a conflict carried on by force of arms as between nations or between parties within a nation, a state or period of armed hostility or active military operations, a contest carried on by force of arms as in a series of battles or campaigns. So I mean, it always involves actual warfare, actual violence.
Yeah,
I don't think you could qualify a troll fight on the internet as a war, as much as the trolls might love for that to be the case.
Tony, thank you so much for the call. I would agree with Ian on this. I think that the term war is generally being bastardized, you know, flame wars and troll wars, and arguing isn't war because no one is dying. Mm-hmm. And I mean, sure, there are some people who are Democrats out there in the streets attacking people who are Republicans. And vice versa, but it's nowhere near common enough for it to be called a war.
But you know, wars and civil wars, they don't begin in vacuums. It's not like someone decides to say, oh, you know, we're going to fight. They have periods of buildup. And like, you know, he mentions the Argentine Dirty War. I don't know much about that, but before the American Civil War, there was a conflict called Bleeding Kansas, where two groups, the abolitionists and pro-slavery groups, they both moved to Kansas, right, because it was going to become a state, and they would, you know, decide if it was going to have slavery or not. And you know, so this was a thing. It was like a conflict that could have been won by voting, right? The point was to vote, but they killed each other anyways. And it wasn't like, you know, a uniform side. There's just different gangs, right? Gangs of abolitionists and gangs of pro-slavery partisans, and they shot and killed each other. John Brown was of the raid of Harper's Ferry. John Brown, he was part of that. He was part of Bleeding Kansas. And then a few years later, after, you know, years of sectarian conflict, then the big official Big Bang Civil War happened.
Now, there was some video that you were playing on Questioning Authority, I don't know, several weeks ago, showing, I think it was in the Pacific Northwest, there were these trucks with Trump flags flying, and they had guys with paintball guns sitting in the backs of them. And there were the guys with the paintball guns were shooting at the people on the side of the road who were throwing things at them. So I don't know who threw or shot first, but I'm sure both of them did at different times. But basically, you did have some actual weapons, although non-lethal ones for the most part, that were being thrown into play here. You know, maybe you could call that an armed conflict.
But I don't know how much of that is organic and how much of that is like is being directed, because you have, you know, you have on the Antifa side, definitely someone's directing that, because you have trucks just show up in the middle of the night with, you know, pallets of bricks and shields, and, you know, they're getting money to pay for bail.
The brick thing is a conspiracy theory.
The brick pallet?
The brick pallets is a conspiracy theory. So I'll give you an example.
So, but in this case, what I'm talking about is actual, you know, and the police have found actual trucks. So maybe the brick thing in other places is a conspiracy theory, but in Portland and Seattle, the police, they've, you know, or it was in Portland specifically, they found, like, where trucks are bringing people in shields or bringing in things that could be used for explosives. And then you have these grifters on the Proud Boys side who, you know, try and start these, you know, they have these rallies that eventually, you know, devolve into glorified street fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if I could say say that's organic or not, because it's like these two it's sort of like Charlottesville, actually, except, it's sort of like Charlottesville. You have these LARPers, right, dressed up as either ninjas or dressed up as, you know, Spartan
LARPer
MAGA
is
people.
A live-action role player.
Thank you.
Don't know.
And they, you know, they duke it out, and I got to give it to the Portland police, because instead of, you know, interrupting the fight, they just, you know, they say, you're not allowed to be here, this is an unlawful assembly, and then they sit on the sidelines, and the Antifa and the, you know, MAGA patriots, sort of, they beat each other up, and since then, there hasn't really been that much violence there anymore, so I think the solution is to just let
them fight.
Yeah, let people duke it out. You know, it's this ridiculous thing. If two people get into a voluntary fight, they both get charged with assault. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's not true in all states. I believe Washington State has a mutual combat law that actually allows for voluntary combat between two people. So if, like, two guys want to fight outside of a bar... If I recall
they
correctly,
they probably still get charged with, like, disturbing the police or disorderly, disturbing the peace or something.
No, it's really legal. In fact, from what I understand, if there is a police officer around, he is able to judge the fight or something like that. It's like some old, ye olde statute from way back when that you could have armed or just, you know, fistcuffs, basically, mutual combat, a fair fight, essentially,
sure,
between two people who are willing to fight one another.
I'm good with that. If two people want to fight, let them have at it.
But these people, they're spraying each other with pepper spray as if it was a hose. I mean, I think most of the people in Portland are now immune to tear gas and pepper spray. Because, yeah, if you see the video from these riots and rallies, it's like people would just be like point blank shooting each other in the face with pepper spray, and they're just they just keep at it. And it's like, you know, when the riots and stuff happened, you know, the first few days you'd see people on the ground, they'd have milk. Now someone gets pepper spray, they just, you know, blink it off. Fighting. Yeah.
I have not seen that. So this author here has some experts. They wish
so claimed.
To, yeah. So-called experts on... The Second American Civil War?
Yeah, Vice says that according to several experts, this new civil conflict will look nothing like the First American Civil War, and that much is obvious. It's not likely that...
Yes, because I don't have a cannon.
Right. It's not likely that clear sides will be drawn up with massive armies of Americans marching towards each other as drones strike from above. An insurgency is more likely, a period of sustained and distributed conflict where non-state actors carry out violence to achieve a political goal. Several said they believe we're already in the early stages of one, a period before large-scale political violence the CIA defines as incipient insurgency. Quote, a conflict in the pre-insurgency stage is difficult to detect because most activities are underground and the insurgency has yet to make its presence felt through the use of violence. This according to the CIA guide to the analysis of insurgency. It says it's in its definition of the incipient insurgency phase. Quote, moreover, actions conducted in the open can easily be dismissed as nonviolent political activity. During this stage, the insurgent movement is beginning to organize. Leadership is emerging, and the insurgents are establishing a grievance and group identity, beginning to recruit and train members, and stockpiling arms and supplies. Unquote. There are plenty of examples from around the world, says Vice, for what this might look like, and many civil wars today do not have soldiers marching on the battlefield. The early stage of the Syrian civil war was fought by paramilitary groups in neighborhoods. For 30 years in Ireland, insurgent groups policed the streets, disappeared people from their homes, assassinated political enemies, and bombed buildings. There's a little more coming up.
855-450-3733. Do you think we're in the prelude to another civil war? Give us a call. Let us know. 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.